going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
There we are for you. We'll have a shorter first segment here, about 10 minutes or so, before we get Jay Foreman, his thoughts on everything going on in the NFL, including a big trade for Dallas and Pittsburgh. The Steelers offload George Pickens to the Cowboys for some draft compensation. What does that mean for both sides? We'll hear from the Husker Hall of Famer, the 9-year NBA vet, Jay Foreman, about that in a little bit. I'm going to talk some Nebraska men's basketball recruiting, but first, I'm going to address this from Eric. Remind me why this is called old school when Austin is like 17. Thank you. I hope I can take that as a compliment. I'm going to, whether or not you mean it as one, Eric. I'm 26, funny enough. A little bit of a baby face, but an old head in my own right. Right? Not exactly a historian to the level of DP or J or Strick, guys that I talk a lot with here on these stations. Airwaves. So no, I'm not up there, not in their echelon of sports history or knowledge. I'm an old soul though. I'm a dad. I got dad energy. I got a kid. He's 19 months old, right? I like to think of myself as mature and responsible. So even if it is not old school, I feel like it's more about the vibe of the show, right? You know, we throw it back, we keep it real, we keep it honest, we have a good time while we're doing it. So yes, I guess I can be essentially 17. Even though I am about a decade past 17. Cubsker, happy to be along for the Drive Time Hour. We are happy to have you along for the Drive Time Hour. And yes, both Chi-Town teams did blow it last night. God bless the Chicago White Sox for being who they are. I love it. I love them. Sorry about Ryan Pressly, though. His stuff has, shall we say, diminished. It is not good for him in the back end of the Chicago Cubs bullpen. I'm sure Nick and I will have plenty to talk about on that front on the Baseball Corner, which, in case you missed it, aired for the first time Monday at 6 p.m. That's where you can find Nick and I talking all things baseball. A lot of Husker baseball as their season continues. We'll get into some high school baseball as well. 9 days from now on these airwaves, high school state baseball tournament begins. It'll be primarily Nick on the call for that. All moonlight. I'll make my way up to Omaha for some of those games as well. The 16th through the 23rd, high school state baseball here on 93.7 The Ticket. Nick and I will talk about that during Baseball Corner as well. Plenty going on in the minor leagues as well. And of course, the major leagues. We are Lincoln's home for the Royals here on 93.7 The Ticket. We are out of here at 6 as the Royals have game 3 out of 4 against the Chicago White Sox on the air tonight. So your ticket weeknights content will be stream only. But thanks for hanging with us here on 93.7 on your FM dial. Crystal clear. Take us wherever you go on our free app for your phone, by the way. Don't forget that one. If you have issues with the signal, you can get rid of those issues by downloading our app for free, plug it into your car, and you're good to go. That's all you got to do. But seriously, however you consume your 93.7 The Ticket content, however you interact with the show, we appreciate you. We love you. Cubsker follows up by saying, Austin, they call T-Pain's music old now. I think it counts as old school. Cubsker, thank you. I appreciate it. I can vibe with that. All right, a few minutes on Husker basketball recruiting. In case you missed it, Nebraska landed a 7'1", 220-pound Icelandic center. Frederick Leo Curtis is the young man's name. He's 19 years old. He will be classified as a freshman on this year's roster. So the second recruit for Nebraska out of the high school ranks in the class of 2025. The other commit for Nebraska, Quentin Rimes. He's a wing. But Leo Curtis was committed to Arizona State before reopening his commitment. The number 84 player in the class, the number 11 center. And it adds to a pretty loaded front court for Nebraska in the 25-26 season. You think about Rink Mast, Bear Cable, Euchtengel back from last year's roster. You'll get adding Ugnius Jurcevicius to the roster, Jared Garcia as well as Justin Bolus, who redshirted the walk-on out of Southeast Community College. There's five members of the front court right there that should be enough to get Nebraska through. You could even throw Price Stanford in at the four in the right lineups. Cale Jacobson, potentially. Will Cooper, if he sees the floor. Braden Frager could be anything from a two to a four. So Nebraska's in pretty good shape in the front court, but they add another player there. Again, 7'1", 220-pound, 19-year-old freshman center Leo Curtis from Iceland, who, yes, when you hear Iceland, does he have ties to Thorir Thorbjarnarsson? Yes, he does. Thor was one of the players that helped convince Leo Curtis to come to Nebraska, as well as Mate Kvaas, who's been playing professionally in Iceland for a little while now. Two former Huskers helped seal the deal for the Big Red overseas. Curtis describes his game as him being a tall, versatile player that can shoot, attack mismatches, block shots, and make the right read. He says he moves well and has a good feel for the game. And a lot of that sounds like Rink Mast. Tall. Yep. Check. Rink 6. I'm going to give Rink 6'10", 6'11". Maybe he's only 6'9", but Rink's tall. Certainly tall enough to handle the 5 in the Big Ten. Versatile. We know what Rink Mast can do off the dribble and what little highlights we saw from Icelandic basketball. Curtis can start the fast break. He can handle it in the open court. So, sure, we can consider that. Can shoot it. Shot it pretty well, 42.2% for D1 Iceland in 23-24, all the games that he played for them. It's a little higher percentage than Rink Mast shot in college, but again, wait and see how the longer three-point line and the improved nature of the athlete translate for Leo Curtis and his shot at Nebraska. Blocking shots, not really something that Rink Mast does, but at 7-1, 220, I would hope that Curtis could end up blocking shots for Nebraska, making the right read. We know that Rink Mast is good at that. Rink Mast does move pretty well for a big guy. You think back to Nebraska taking down number one Purdue just a couple of years ago. Rink Mast, his ability on the perimeter to move, same thing later that year against Ohio State, some major keys to those Nebraska wins. And then feel for the game. That's one of those intangible floating sort of characteristics that it's hard to pick up on until you see it. You know it when you see it. That's really what feel for the game is. It's plays that are made and plays that are prevented or plays that are passed up. It's making the right play. It's being in the right spot at the right time. It's using mindset. It's using scouting work, using scouting report to overcome any athletic disadvantages or positioning disadvantages. That's what feel for the game is for me. And I'm sure this young man can have it at the U20 level in Iceland. It's going to be a completely different thing when he gets over stateside playing college basketball. But that's why I think it's going to be very important for him and for Nebraska to make good use of the redshirt year. That's what he's going to be for Nebraska. He's not going to be a player that you see on the court this year.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work. all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
Unless something goes terribly wrong or for some reason he's developed into an all Big Ten caliber player just coming over, which I'm not going to hold my breath is going to happen for him or for Nebraska. So I would not expect to see Leo Curtis for a couple years here. But more important than any of that is that Nebraska develops finally really its first consistent contributor from the high school ranks. I know I went over this list a little while ago, but we have a couple more players we can add to the list now. Just in terms of high school recruits for Nebraska, what they've done and where they've ended up, just under Fred Hoiberg. This isn't a big picture program discussion for Nebraska history. This is just under Fred Hoiberg. Nebraska has gotten basically nothing from the high school ranks with any consistency. If you look at the guys on the roster right now that Nebraska got from high school, you're looking at Sam Hoiberg, who has developed into a nice little piece for Nebraska, and Nebraska got Jamarcus Lawrence back. Okay, we'll see. Jamarcus was fine, showed flashes as a freshman and sophomore. As a junior, he transfers out. You thought you could write him off. Well, he comes back for his senior season, and this will really be the tell of, did Nebraska get its money's worth out of the recruitment of Jamarcus Lawrence? Cale Jacobson is a guy that Nebraska recruited out of high school, out of Ashland Greenwood. Certainly flashed in Las Vegas, watching the Cale Jacobsoning that happened to Nebraska's opponents in the college basketball crown was fun. Got a little bit from him as a sophomore. Now that he's going to be a junior, is Cale Jacobson a rotation piece, or is he, like he's been the last couple of years, the 10th man in a 9-man rotation? Is he the 9th man in an 8-man rotation, right? What can Nebraska get out of Cale Jacobson to help capitalize on his late season run? You think about Henry Burt, barely sees the floor. Not a guy that does much of anything for Nebraska on the court. Justin Bolus, right, went to JUCO. Doesn't even count as a true high school recruit. Nebraska didn't get anything out of Braden Frager last year, and Nebraska lost Nick Janowski before extracting any sort of on-court value from the Wisconsin product there. But here are the recruits that Nebraska's had out of high school under Fred Hoiberg. If I missed one, please fill me in. But Kevin Cross, Eli Rice, Jamarcus Lawrence, Ramel Lloyd Jr., Samari Curtis, Yvonne Wadrogo, Akola Rope, Eduardo Andre, Elijah Wood, Wilhelm Breidenbach, Denim Dawson, Ole Koyanets, Matar Jopp, Karan McPherson, and then Frager and Janowski. Out of that group, what has Nebraska gotten? A decent year out of Yvonne Wadrogo? Flashes out of Jamarcus Lawrence. Kevin Cross did some things on a really bad team and then developed into a 3-time All-American Conference player at Tulane. But more often than not, Nebraska got both diddly and squat from its high school recruits. Ramel Lloyd Jr. could have been something. He's at the beach now. Long Beach, not chilling, not playing basketball, right? He's a member of Long Beach State's basketball team, okay? That's a guy I don't know if Nebraska missed on, wasn't the right level for him. I don't know. Didn't get anything out of him. Didn't get anything of note out of Eli Rice outside of one or two flashes in games. He wanted a bigger role. He didn't trust that he could be the guy after Juwan Gary left. He went up to Penn State and did even less at Penn State than he did at Nebraska. Nebraska got nothing from Samari Curtis out of the Cincinnati, Ohio-ish area. Evanwe Drogo had a pretty decent year, looked like a building block. Potentially for Nebraska, was he Derek Walker before Derek Walker? Not the same passer, similar rebounder, similar-ish scoring numbers. I think Nebraska upgraded with Derek Walker from Evanwe Drogo. Kyle Rope found the level for him at Omaha. Eduardo Andre developed into at least a rotation player in college for Fresno and West Virginia. But he was so raw at Nebraska, they weren't able to keep him around to reap the benefits of the time, the work, and the effort that they sowed. Elijah Wood didn't do anything. Wilhelm Breidenbach did not look like the same player at Nebraska in a couple of years as he did in high school. I wouldn't say that it was worth it for Nebraska, right? Certainly to go get him, you saw what they were going for in the stretch four, ability to dribble, ability to pass, hypothetical stretch ability. It never manifested at Nebraska, and he was pretty much the same player at Washington. So that's a miss for Nebraska. Denham Dawson, you love the athleticism, still working on the basketball skill, and was a weird positional fit with what Nebraska wanted to do. Ole Koyanets was a project that saw the floor a little bit in stretches for Nebraska, but he's at Wyoming, not doing much of anything. Matar Jope went to Loyola Marymount, only averaged 9 minutes a game. Caron McPherson went to Northern Illinois, and I believe he just ended up transferring to UAB. So he's already transferred twice within the span of 3 years. Nebraska's got nothing from the high school ranks, which is where I would love to be excited about a 7'1", 220-pound stretch five that can learn from Rinkmast. But the hope was that this is really Nebraska's first, maybe second and a half hit out of high school in Fred Hoiberg's entire tenure. And I know the emphasis for Fred Hoiberg was get in the transfer portal, get old, and stay old. And for the most part, it's worked for the last 3 years for Nebraska. They get back to 500 three seasons ago in 22-23. They make the tournament 23-24, and then they win 20 games for the second straight year in 24-25 with a postseason appearance. Has it been perfect? No. But generally, you know, Fred Hoiberg has the program trending in the right direction, which makes it even more incredible that they have had next to zero contributions from high school players. It's really incredible this program keeps going like that, and I don't know how sustainable that's going to be. It is time for this program to hit on a high school player. American, international, foreign, domestic, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's time for Nebraska to develop a player out of high school, to get something out of them, and to make something of them. It's going to be really fascinating to watch if this is the heir apparent from Rinkmast for Rinkmast in Leo Curtis. Again, I don't think that we're going to see him this year. I really think this is a redshirt guy that if Nebraska can keep him around, if they can sell him on the vision, if they can say, hey, look what Rinkmast did for us. This is what we believe you are going to be. This is what you can do for us in a year. I think that could go a long way for Nebraska. But they got to start proving it, because hitting on zero high school prospects is not the way to build a program. Let's go ahead and go to break. When we get back, we got Jay Foreman. He'll talk some NFL with us here during Old School. The Cowboys and the Steelers swing a pretty notable trade. Dak Prescott gets a new receiver, and Pittsburgh took its ibuprofen. The headache is gone. What does it mean for the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Dallas Cowboys that George Pickens has swapped teams? We'll get into that with Jay Foreman on the other side.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise.
same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.